Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 731, and we're going for our golden scripture for where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And I'm sure that this word you've been hearing has been influencing, affecting you. Please share it with somebody and let more people hear this word. It is really helping you. So let's go for our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. That's why I always pause to say that you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we looked at the physical events, we're not the revelator, we looked at the things that happened by revelation. We went to Genesis to look at Abraham, then Luke 1 at the incarnation, and now we're in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word. Pay attention, give it topmost priority. Drop all the reels you've been watching and watching, taking so much time. What about going into the word? What about reading? What about hearing these words I'm speaking, such words of faith over and over again? So that's what we're doing now. And we're looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. When he returned the following day, they saw that it was dead. They said, Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Who is going to speak to the mountain? Say, whosoever. And that is why we're examining the fact that every born again believer has been made a king. According to Revelation 1, 5, and 6, he says, you've been made a king already. It's not that you will. It's the language of the Bible. You say, you'll be made, past tense, made. It's already done. Made a king. Even before a priest, made a king and a priest. And we're saying that the priest functions, ministers to God and man, but with the king, he is representing God's authority, and therefore he speaks. And we looked at Ecclesiastes 8:4 that says, the word of the king is full of power, or there is power backing up the word of the king. So if you're a king, if God has made you a king, what's the meaning of that? It means that your words are backed up with power. And I've already told you that it doesn't mean any word any born again Christian speaks is back with power. But when they speak scripture, and the scripture says in Mark 11:23 that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and I've told you the mountain is not Everest or even a physical mountain, it is anything that looms large. Is there something that is looming large on your horizon? Is there something that is taunting you and speaking to you and saying you cannot ever get rid of me? I'm with you for life. Is there anything that has taken over your life and is ruining you? Is there anything that's embarrassing you? Is there anything that is troubling you? Is there anything that is a problem, a challenge, is a big issue? Is there anything like that? That is what God says you are the one who is going to remove it. How? Are you going to run around? No. You will never run around. It is not in running around. It's not in fasting and prayer. What is in your words? God is expecting you to say. Now, look at that word, that scripture. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe what he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So three times, one scripture has three words of say, saith, say. Say. It means that the born again believer, if he's going to get results at moving mountains, is going to be a speaker, is going to be one that will say. You will say to the mountain, you will say to the mountain, say. When you have a challenge, what are you going to do? Are you going to just hide your head in despair and say, it's over, I can't do anything about it? Is that what you're going to do? No, you will rise up and you will speak to it. But who speaks to inanimate objects? If I speak to inanimate objects, is it not madness? No, it's not madness. It is kingly rather. Jesus met a fig tree and spoke to it. Jesus spoke to inanimate objects. He spoke to wind. He spoke to the sea. Be peace, be still, be calm, shut up. He spoke to the sea, spoke to the waves. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to trees. He spoke to people's limbs. He spoke to backs that were bent double. He spoke to the dead. I'm not saying that he said he made conversation with the dead. No, he stopped them from dying, broke them back of death. Come out of death. He spoke to madmen. Sir B spoke to the devils, leave him alone, and they became sane. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about your kingly role, that you have a kingly role on this earth. Listen, there is a book of kings written about you. And unless you rise up and begin to take your role and function and play in it, you will never know who you are. You will never know what God has made you. And you will be sitting and you'll be crying and you'll be wailing and you'll always be in depression and I'm depressed and I'm... What's the meaning of depression? When you are supposed to speak to depression, it's depression. Now, listen, hear ye the word of the king. King Olivia is speaking to you. King Florence is speaking to you. Who are you? You cannot be with me. You must go now. Listen, that is what God is expecting from you. And when you speak, he said in Ecclesiastes 8:4, your words are backed with power. Power. Power is backing those words up. And no devil can dare resist you. No demon, no nothing will be able to stand before you. Oh, you are so blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody. Thank you so much for sharing, okay? See you again. Bye.